This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's not every class that has students taking pictures of chickens and roosters on a farm one day, and then pictures of them, well, not so alive, at a market on another day. But that's exactly what happened in a course recently taught by University of South Florida St. Petersburg visiting assistant professor Janet Keeler.
The name of the class is Sizzling Images, a short course in food photography. And so the purpose of the class is to immerse students in the world of food photography. We do one semester's worth of work in a week.
Keeler has a wealth of expertise. For over 15 years, she was the food editor for the Tampa Bay Times.
We all know those gorgeous burger photos, you know, with the cheese dripping down and everything really makes you want to eat them. But there's ways to take those photographs so that they are appealing and that they do say something.
Listen up, everybody. So here you are in a low lighting situation with some backlighting.
She was assisted by her husband, Times staff photographer Scott Keeler, who shared his knowledge with about 20 students of various skill levels.
I mean, they're not going to come out of here being Ansel Adams, of course. But I want to get them out of what I consider the big snapshot world of everybody taking pictures with their smartphone. And I want them to think about the design of a photograph and the lighting of a photograph that they're seeing in that viewfinder before they push the button.
The class took the students to a number of different locations, including Locale Market in downtown St. Pete. They wandered the gourmet grocery store, capturing images of produce, meats, and seafood, both on display and as Locale staff prepared meals. At one point, two students got mouth-watering photos, as well as a lesson in how to make fresh mozzarella cheese.
So the first stage of the water is to bring the curd to temperature.
How does it? Yeah.
Wow.
They didn't make this part of the class syllabus, did they?
The next day, the class headed to the Dancing Goat Farm in Tampa to see food at its original source. This trip gave Scott Keeler another opportunity to teach students how to handle the variables of an on-location shoot.
They've got to deal with shadows and various types of light in and outside the barn. They've got to deal with moving animals that aren't going to cooperate necessarily.
When a trio of shutterbugs shot pictures of a goat as she stuck her head out of her pen, two leaned over, preferring to stay clean. But Eric Vaughn dropped to the ground and rested an elbow on the dirty barn floor to steady himself as he got a different angle of the animal.
That was great. I think every class should, you know, have on-field experience, and this is definitely it. I'm getting pretty dirty. I'm laying on the grass and everything, but it's really fun. It's fun to interact with the animals. It's fun to, you know, just be outside of a classroom, out of the fluorescent lights for a few hours. So I'm getting a good kick out of it.
And classmate Anna Stebbins admits that she's one of those people who enjoys taking pictures of meals with her cell phone, but she wanted to learn how to better use her larger Canon camera.
Just working with this, I was kind of pointing and shooting, and I never really knew how to manipulate the settings and the f-stops, you know, the shutter speeds. So now I know how to get certain light and more details with other parts of food and the dishes that I'm taking pictures of.
But Janet Keeler says there's a larger lesson they're trying to teach. One that goes well beyond capturing tasty snapshots of food.
There's so many ways we can look at food as far as culturally and what it means to us. And then there's a lot of political and serious issues about food, the availability of food. So there's some very serious issues too. I mean, food is the driving force that keeps us alive. So it's more than social and more than fun. Sometimes it's a matter of life and death. So it's good to know how to communicate about it.
The Keelers plan to bring Sizzling Images back to USF St. Pete in January, with classes taught on five consecutive Saturdays. We have video of the students at work, as well as some of their images. You can find them on our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeat. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.